Let's talk a little Georgia football now and bring in Jake Roos from UGASports.com. All right, I guess he's just going to give the defensive coordinator job to himself. Hell, he ain't going to hire anybody, is he?
He's certainly taking his time on that one. But, you know, I think that really it's more about looking for the fit at the defensive back spot. I think that you're going to see an internal promotion at that defensive coordinator spot. So, you know, I don't know necessarily what the holdup is, but I think that they want to get the staff complete. And I expect that that's going to get done before the weekend. So.
Well, and I think that's because there's a lot of people coming in, a lot of kids coming in on the defensive side that it might benefit having them know who's going to be their leader. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I think they're expecting some of their biggest official visits this weekend, the primary one being that of Kyrie Elam. He's a guy, you know, that they want out at the defensive back spot. He's out of South Florida. And so he's obviously going to want some stability when it comes to that spot. Nick Cross is another guy who's a possibility. We don't know for sure that he's coming yet, but he's another guy who was really close with Mel Tucker, and so he wants to know what the future holds at that position as well. So it is a question Georgia wants to answer, certainly, because they definitely want to finish with at least one more defensive back in this class.
We can assume that if that is going to be an internal candidate, Dan Lanning's going to be the man because he's just older than the other candidate that's on the staff, obviously. But if it is Lanning, you think that's a good decision? Is he ready for that responsibility?
You know, I think he is. I think that he's done an incredible job with his recruiting. I mean, if you look at the guys that he's brought in, I think they've been fantastic. And then, you know, I think that he's developed some guys along the way as well. I think that he's still young. And, you know, I think Kirby wants somebody who's kind of in it for the long haul. And I think with Dan Lanning, you could get a guy like that with a high profile job in the SEC. You know, it's going to be tough for a young guy to move on to that, you know, onto something any lesser than that, I think, for a while. And I think Kirby wants to establish some continuity in his coaching staff.
What kind of success has Dan Lanning had so far as a recruiter?
It's been tremendous. I mean, if you look at the outside linebackers he's brought in, guys such as Adam Anderson, Brendan Cox, you know, I think that, you know, it's Walter Grant was a guy that he helped down the stretch. You know, it's just another it's just they've loaded that room up so well at the outside linebacker position with all these pass rushers. Nolan Smith coming in this year. Jermaine Johnson was a big one for him. I think that, you know, those results are going to speak for themselves on the field here very shortly.
The weird thing about it, though, to me, Jake, is you would have thought that it would have been very easy and clean if he was going to simply promote Dan Lanning, that he could have done it last week when he promoted James Coley.
Yeah, and I totally understand, you know, the conversation around that. Why did he not go ahead and do that? You know, I think that they wanted to go out and fish a little bit for the defensive back spot, and if it was a situation where they were going to pull in a guy who may be elevated to that DC spot, you obviously wanted to keep that open for that sake. But you know, I still think it's as of this point, it's going to be an internal hire, and it looks like it's going to be Lanning, maybe splitting some duties with Schumann as well. A co-DC would not be a huge surprise.
Is the Raymond guy from LSU, is he out in your opinion?
I think he is, but, you know, it's not totally done. I think that LSU's going to more than match whatever Georgia's going to offer. They want to keep him, obviously. The guy's been tremendous for them. And, you know, I think that it was smart of Georgia to make a play for him, but I just don't see him getting away from his alma mater for a lateral move.
Yeah, that's just tough. And those who lead their alma mater are those who jump around, I think. You know, that just seems to be the case. It's not easy to pry someone away, and if you do, it's someone who probably will leave you in 3 years. Jake Roos, our guest from UGASports.com. All right, you mentioned the Elam kid coming in. Nick Cross is the possibility. I mean, obviously, that could kind of round out the secondary because they only brought in two. Are they concerned if they can't get one of those guys? It's going to that could be looked at as a weakness for this year's class, and that is that why that makes them very important to try to get them before or as the signing period starts over in February?
You know, I don't think that it would totally be the worst thing that could happen to him in this class. I think that you've got DJ Daniel, who's a guy who should be able to contribute early. The main thing for Georgia at the defensive back spot is that this staff has gone very heavy at that spot in each and every class. And so, you know, they want to increase depth. They want to increase competition at that position. Obviously, it's one that matters most on the field, and especially in this day and age, we're seeing so much in the passing game and so much innovation there. So, you know, I think that they would be okay with the haul if they were finished that way. I think that they're going to go best available player, to be honest with you. So whether or not that's Elam or Cross or someone else, I think that you're going to see Georgia go that direction.
Jake Roos, our guest, UGASports.com. We haven't had you on since James Culley was named as the new offensive coordinator. What are your thoughts on that?
I liked it, actually. I thought it was a good move. You know, I think that for the reasons that I mentioned before, mainly continuity. You know, I think that there's one quote that stood out a lot to me that after the national championship, and that was Justin Ross. Someone asked, you know, why did you choose Clemson over Alabama? And he said, you know, for me, part of it was the ability to go somewhere where I knew coaches were going to be. And there are a few programs that can sell that kind of stature or sell that continuity. Georgia looking to become one of them, and I think it's a very smart play on their part.
And Culley's just an excellent recruiter, and that certainly helps to have that title behind his name, right?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. You know, I think that he's confident in what he does. I think that he's a guy who, you know, meshes well with what Kirby does. Obviously, he thought enough of this staff to turn down Texas A&M, and that was part of it as well. I think it would have been hard to pass on him after him doing so, unless you – you know, wanted him to leave town. But as you mentioned, keeping that South Florida recruiting base open is a huge plus, and he does that as about as well as anybody.
Jake, with the recruiting here coming to an end in a couple of weeks, we know how good Kirby was last year in particular to swing people in his direction, to flip people. Any possibility with that?
There's one guy that I'm watching really closely in that regard, and that's George Pickens. He's a five-star wide receiver in this class, currently committed to Auburn from Hoover, Alabama. The main concern, I think, with Pickens is about his academic status, at least from what I've heard. So that's a bit up in the air, but I think that he's a guy who plans on visiting Georgia soon, and a guy that they would absolutely love to finish with. I know that they would really, really love to see a wide receiver commit in this class to kind of round things out to go along with the defensive back.
And that kind of explains why he's committed to Auburn right now. Well, I'm just kidding. And wasn't there an offensive lineman, too? I don't know if he was committed or not. There was one more offensive lineman that popped up in the last week or so that was a possibility for Georgia.
Yeah, Javonte Shepherd is another guy to watch. He's supposed to officially visit this weekend. He's committed to Texas, but I'm just not as confident that he's as shaky as Pickens might be. I think that, you know, he's a Texas guy. He's from the Houston area. Most people feel that if he does slip somewhere, it would probably be to Texas A&M, but you got to give Georgia a little bit of a glimmer of hope because Sam Pittman's going to be leading the way, and that's paid pretty big dividends to this point.
Now, there's no doubt about that. He's been outstanding, and the recruiting continues to be very good and very solid and at a high level. And I guarantee you, whoever's brought in for that defensive back job is going to have a recruiting background. It's just so important to what Kirby seems to do. What has been the scuttlebutt overall on the dog vent and just in your and talking with people, and particularly since you're a recruiter, about the Culley promotion? Has that gone over well?
You know, I think the fans took it a little bit harder than everybody else, but I think that, you know, amongst players, amongst recruits, it was a very popular move. He's a guy who's really well-liked, was a lead recruiter on a number of guys, quarterbacks, wide receivers, defensive backs, anybody in South Florida for the most part. So, you know, he's a guy with a lot of ties. The guys really like his energy. They love his approach to the game. He's got a big passion for it. I think it was a popular move within the program. I think fans should be a little higher on it than they have been as well. But, you know, the dog vent they revel in their misery a little bit.
Yes, it does. Well, who did those people want, if not Culley? Who was their preference? Don Coryell?
You know, they got a little excited about Eddie Graham, which I thought was funny, considering that he had that 103rd-ranked offense in the nation last year with one of the top offensive lines that Kentucky's ever had, and a generational back is for the Wildcats. So, you know, I just wasn't all that impressed with him. I think Dan Enos was another guy that garnered a little bit of consideration. I think that would have been a really interesting move as well. But, you know, I don't see any problem with Coley. I think that makes a ton of sense. And you had a good recruiter in Todd Hartley at the tight end position now.
Sure, that means a whole lot as well to compliment Coley with Hartley. But I just think Coley, and I don't know what kind of offensive coordinator he's going to be, but Jake, he's done it twice. He's 45 years old. He's a great recruiter. Bing, bing, bing. That's all you need to know right there. And he turned down to A&M last year, right? That's kind of part of the story too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think he's made it clear that, you know, this is somewhere he sees himself and wants to be. And I think that that's pretty huge. I think that you get a guy who, you know, has bought in not only, you know, we hear that so often mentioned about players and buying in, but I think having that coaching buy-in is just the same. And I think that his actions last year in regards to Texas A&M were pretty clear that James Coley believes in what the future of this program is.
Absolutely. No doubt. All right. We'll see what happens this weekend. And if we have any announcement here in the next 48 hours about the coaches and what happens with the recruits who are coming in, Jake Roos will have it all covered for you on UGASports.com. Jake, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill.